Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council joining us live and in studio this morning. Tim, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good morning.
Hey, fantastic show last weekend. I appreciate you coming in today to talk about the Star Valley Arts Council and what's up and coming. But first, shout out to everybody involved with the Stars in the Valley. That was a big hit.
Yeah. I mean, everything from, you know, the performers, the organizers, the audiovisual guys, the high school students that helped, SVI Media being there. I mean, you know, it really is a team effort when you get a locally sourced and locally kind of organized show like this. It's a lot of work. So we just had a lot of people pitching in, volunteering lots and lots of hours. Our own event committee within the Arts Council. One member alone of the events committee put in over 50 hours, you know, of work on this thing. So just a ton of work, but a lot of fun. We had over 800 people in attendance. So 50-60% more than we had last year. So now for next year, we're kind of biting our nails like, oh gosh, like, what do we need to do? Are we just going to spill in the 2 days or so? You know, the only downside, Duke, the Doc Stars were amazing, but I thought, you know, a close second to the Doc Stars would have been you in your blue or orange suit.
No.
Maybe 2020. I don't know. Maybe we could look at doing something like that.
I don't know if the orange suit nestled in a little comfy chair on the side of the stage would go quite as well. Yeah. but the show was great. From the performances and the organization behind, was just fantastic. So I'm intrigued to see how it develops in the coming year and what happens with that. But again, it just goes to show, that there's plenty of local talent right here to put on a top-notch show like that.
Oh yeah, and besides, I think Desi's Dance Studio and Star Cheer, every other performer had not performed last year. So yeah, almost a completely new show, and obviously the dancers are some of them are new this year as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're absolutely right. Just a testament that we've got a lot of great talent here that we want to keep putting in front of people every Christmas.
And it's great to see the community turn out. Like you said, a big increase in attendance from last year. We had roughly 1,000 people watch the broadcast live. We've been close to 3,000 with post view since then. So it's great not to only see that the talent is here, but the support for that talent is here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're just super excited. We're already talking ideas of what the show in 2020 is going to look like. So more to come.
Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council joining us live in studio. And of course, well, now you're looking ahead again. I saw tickets on sale for the next concert, next event with the Arts Council.
Yeah. Next event, our next ticketed event, is the, BYU Young Ambassadors. So that'll be January 18th. That's a Saturday. That'll be over at the, high school auditorium again. Huge show. I mean, this show has, over 30 performers, not just vocalists and dancers, but also, instrumentalists, right? Folks playing guitar, violin, and then a production and support team of another 15 people. So, huge event, really kind of our, what I see as our sort of, in a way, sort of our capstone event for our 2019-2020 season with the Arts Council. So a lot of work going into that one. We're in high gear for that right now. And then also, we have the Messiah coming up on Sunday as well. So, a lot of focus on that, kind of in the present. We've got 12 to 13 soloists, in the Messiah concert alone. And the Salt River Symphony, they'll be performing also. So that's going to be a huge event as well.
Yeah, so don't miss that. And if, we actually had the conversation earlier this week with the Messiah and the light nativity beforehand. And it's going to be more than just to show up and be part of that. So absolutely come out to Messiah. And then the first official concert, we got a taste of the Three Rivers Youth Chorus Friday night at the Stars in the Valley, but there it looks like their first official concert coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah. So that'll actually be the day before the BYU Young Ambassadors perform here in Afton. So that'll be, Three Rivers Youth Chorus on the 17th over at the Thane Community Center. Yeah, and you're right. We got a nice taste of that. Their performing abilities, a great group, really talented, and just put together this year. And it's already a choir of 18 to 20 20 kids or so. So a lot of potential there, and we're excited to see what that turns into as well.
Absolutely. And then, yeah, we just kind of briefly mentioned the Young Ambassadors coming up, and the show date, Saturday, January 18th, Star Valley High School. Tickets now on sale.
Yeah, tickets on sale right now. $10 for adults, $5 for, I believe it's kind of ages 4 to 18 or so. 4 to 17, and then a kid that can sit on your lap is free. So again, as always, a huge nod to our sponsors that, you know, again, if we didn't have their support, the tickets would have to be $15 to $20 and we'd probably still lose money. So the fact that we can get local sponsor support, grant support from larger organizations as well, gives us the ability to charge only $10 to see, I mean, truly like a internationally acclaimed show at this point. I mean, Young Ambassadors has been performing for 50 years. And this show is going to feature kind of this timeline of their experiences and highlighting some different Broadway musical performances. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So go check that out, starvalleyarts.org, for the details and get those tickets. That sure make a nice stocking stuffer. I'm just saying. If that was in my stocking, I wouldn't be like, oh, man, I'd be pretty excited. So
that's a great idea. I need to start emphasizing that a little more in our email marketing campaigns.
See,
here.
I got you covered.
Good call.
Yeah, it's all up and coming again on the 18th of January. Tim, anything we missed you wanted to mention today?
No, that's it. Again, just a big thanks to the community for your support, for attending the show on Friday. We've got a great response coming into the Messiah on Sunday. A lot of people responding saying they plan to attend. We've already sold over 120 tickets for BYU Young Ambassadors. So just a great response from the community telling us that, yeah, hey, we like what you're doing. So thank you all for your support. Thank our sponsors. We just hope to keep things going.
It's Tim Hale, Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, live in studio this morning on the SVI Radio Network.